That doesn't make... Good afternoon, gamblers! It's Bro Bro Brett's podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Two woos does not make fucking Gorms a happy guy. I mean, what... Are you okay?
I'm not good today.
Why?
Well, it's kind of shortchanged in that College World Series. Would have been a nice night if Michigan could have done what I thought they were going to do.
Agreed.
They got slapped.
Well, it was a homer pick. Everyone knew that Vandy was going to absolutely fucking blow him out.
Not me. I thought the Cinderella story was going to continue, my man.
They started off hot in that first inning.
You're from Michigan.
1-0.
How'd
that work?
Basically,
I won that game.
Well,
basically.
I mean, you're lucky. Can I tell you why you're lucky?
Please.
In our cup of coffee a day parlay yesterday, we went 6-0-2.
Yeah.
That's a W.
That's a W.
In case you guys didn't know how betting works, that 18 parlay just turns into a 16 parlay, and you just won a 16 parlay. So congratulations.
Hey, look at you.
Congratulations on all of you winning.
You're welcome.
Normally a 16er is probably 5 to win 200.
Yeah.
5 to win anywhere between 150 and 200. So congratulations. Congratulations to everyone listening. But the odds were not out yet on the site that I put in the cup of coffee a day parlay yet for that Michigan pick. So it wasn't in there. So we got lucky. You got lucky. We would have been real fucking
upset.
If your homer pick would have just ruined our cup of coffee.
I'd have been kicked out of the studio.
Probably. Not by me, by Todd.
Sure.
I don't kick people up. Todd does.
One game keeping us from hitting a parlay.
And especially a homer pick.
And a homer pick and a homer underdog pick.
That's grounds for dismissal.
That's grounds for dismissal.
Dare I say a long shot.
Dare you say.
I was also rooting for Michigan, though. It was disheartening to actually watch the game. Betting aside, it was a really good Cinderella story. Almost, but not quite.
Yep.
You know what? It was a great run.
To go that far, though, it's a win for them.
It's a huge win for them. Huge win for a Northern Big Ten team to get there.
Yeah.
Right, Jeffrey.
I'm with it. I'm actually moving on right now. It took me about 12 hours, but yeah, boys. But thanks for not putting that in the cup of coffee a day parlay.
No, never would. I never would. Didn't even think about it. I actually forgot that it was on. I was watching the Gold Cup, little U.S.
Nice bite kick by Altidore.
Josie? Josie's not dead yet. He's not going to be in the next World Cup, but he's not dead yet, okay?
Wayne Rooney with a 50-yard bomb.
Oh, my 50. Gosh. I think it would have been more like 70.
Holy shit.
That was a miss.
He still got it.
Todd, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the clip.
I know what a duck snort is, but was that a piss missile?
Yeah, that was definitely a piss missile.
Yeah. Okay. Was it a duck snort?
No. That was a rocket.
What's a duck snort?
That's like when it catches just the not good part of the bat. It just falls outside the reach of a duck fart. Yeah.
A flare.
It's a miss hit that actually gets you on base.
By the way, duck fart is an incredible shot.
It's actually duck snort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but have you ever had a duck fart? It's a great shot.
It's a shot you take.
Oh, Crown, Kahlua, and Bailey's. Delicious.
Really?
Equal parts Crown, Kahlua, and Bailey's. Give it a try. It's fucking delicious.
Sounds delicious.
It is. All right. We start every day with the right side after we give our shot recommendations. And as you know, we went 6-0-2. So we were on the right side.
Told you.
We got lucky on a couple of them, though. We got a couple of lucky pushes.
Twins Tampa was 3-2 in the top of the second.
In the top of the second, our under 5 for Twins Tampa was there. Not one other run was scored until the 6th, so we were good there. And then Gormy boys.
Yo.
Your +7 pick?
Yeah.
Pushed. Like right on the fucking head.
Thank goodness.
That was one of our twos. So thank goodness.
And that was an early game too. So.
I mean, imagine if they would have lost there and we had Michigan there. Like, and we were 6-2 and 2. That'd have been a tough day for you, my friend.
Hot Toddy would have been throwing me out of the studio.
Other picks, the Los Angeles Angels, 5-1 over Cincinnati Reds. Good call, Toddy boy. +9.5 for the Dallas Wings.
Right.
Outright winner.
How about that?
Outright winner for Gorms there, buddy. Montreal.
Those are Wings.
The Montreal Asteroids.
Impact.
The Montreal Impact won 2-1.
How about
obviously.
You, Gump?
Well, that was a lock.
Texas first five. They're up 4-1. The over 9.5 in Dodgers, Arizona. 8-2, Arizona. Let's go there, Toddy boy.
Hey.
Cleveland. -0.5 first five. Nice pick there. They were up 4-1. And that was it. I mean, that was pretty fucking easy day, boys.
Real easy day.
I mean, since we've been back from vacation.
Hot.
We were 8-4, now 6-0-2.
I'm gonna put this out there. We're gonna back to back this. We have been waiting for a back to back.
Let's go.
And we coasted and got lucky last night with the Michigan not getting in there. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Okay. But I'm going back to back tonight,
Todd.
I'm feeling it.
Let's fucking go back to back. Let's just jump right into our best bets now. What direction did we go yesterday? I started, right?
Yes, you did.
Then we went you, and then Gordon's and Guppy. Uh-huh. Let's not ruin the order here, okay? We're going to stick with that. My best bet, we're going to go Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros over 9.5.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that one. I thought
Gump
you were
going to... Do you have an opposite pick here?
I stay away from overs in baseball. I don't touch them.
I know, they're risky, but here we are. Here we are. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
A little fun fact. Since, hold on, let me pull up the time frame range here.
Because Musgrove's going to give up like 12 runs.
Since 5/17/2019, I'm not sure if that was a shot at the Pirates or not, but I'm going to let it go. Because since 5/17/2019, so that's a little over 5-6 weeks, okay? Nope. Pirates have been number one in the MLB versus right-handed pitching.
Hey, there's a victory for Pittsburgh fans.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've won 4 of the last 5. That's not fucking nothing to fucking stick a fork at or poke a fork, whatever you do with your sticks.
Shake it.
Pirates number one versus right-handed pitching. Okay? Brady Peacock going on the mound today for the Houston Astros. In his 4-day game starts, he's an ERA of 8.
Wow.
Okay?
You know what that means?
Runs, baby.
Yeah.
Runs, baby.
Last call at 2 a.m., and then he's got to get up and go to work. He ain't good at it.
The aforementioned Joe Musgrove also has 4 starts in day games.
Uh-huh.
He has a 7 ERA in day games. You combine those ERAs, that game is supposed to score 15 runs, and the over-under is 9.5.
All right.
Springer's back. Am I right? Did I see that correctly?
Jerry.
Nope.
Jerry.
So I'm going over the 9.5 Pirates Stros. Okay?
There we go.
Is that okay?
There it is.
12-3 strokes. I like it.
Can I do a question before we move on to the next
quick
bet?
Yeah, quick Q&A, sure.
If you had a pick right now,
okay,
who's your pick to win the World Series?
I got the Yanks.
I still don't. I still like the Astros.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I like the Astros.
Because of the pitching?
Yeah, because of the pitching. And then
their bullpen is better than it's ever
bullpen's
been,
great,
too.
And those bats are going to come around. I mean, they've had injuries.
Michael Brantley has been phenomenal for them this year.
People are talking shit about the Astros like they've been on like a cold streak. They're still 50-31.
Yeah, they're still great.
They're still really, really good. I still like the Astros. It's a long season, boys.
It is.
The Yankees get Bumgarner or something like that at the trade deadline.
They will.
I would be very concerned.
It's a scary lineup.
It's not a matter of
very well.
It's not if.
It's a scary lineup.
They'll get an arm.
It's who.
Yeah.
Not if.
I know.
Who.
But they'll get the right
scary
guy.
Lineup. A very, very
if
scary.
If they're healthy.
Lineup.
Stanton's gone again. I don't think he's going to play this year. I think he's done.
Jeez, he's just on a. They put him on the IL real quick.
Real quick. It's been all year.
He hasn't played a fucking game.
Guy's been living on it.
Toddy boy, your best bet.
My best bet, the Dodgers run line.
There it is.
Okay.
The -1.5 at Colorado. The Dodgers are starting Walker Buehler. It's really all you got to say.
Oh.
8-1.
Say it, baby.
2.96 ERA. He's 5-1 with a 2.87 ERA on the road. Peter Lambert starts for the Rockies. He's pitched 8 innings at home this season and has allowed 9 earned runs for a 10.13 ERA at home. The Dodgers are going to have a motherfucking day.
Was Peter Lambert an actor?
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert was.
Paul Lambert coached Aston Villa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jack Lambert won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Gorms, what's your best bet, buddy?
I got a shirt.
Hold on, I got to stop for a second. Wasn't Christopher Lambert the he was in Blue Lagoon?
Christopher Lambert was the I believe he was
the
Highlander. Movie. There can be only
what?
One.
Ah, there it is.
Oh,
there
really?
Is. Yeah, yeah.
That guy's fucking Highlander?
Good call.
He had the very weird accent.
All right. This best bet is endorsed by the Highlander himself. I am going to the WNBA. Las Vegas Aces on the road.
Don't that go is, against them. Do not.
That is Billy Lambert's team. And after a discussion or two in the locker room a couple of weeks ago, and then they shut off the media, there were some rumblings going on. Well, they've turned it around since then.
They have.
And
they're
Lane
the
Beer,
Aces, baby.
The original bad boy, has them doing the right things. L.A. Sparks, now a team that we thought, a super team, they thought.
Kamecha Catchings.
No, Candace Parker is back, okay? No. Candace Parker is back. And the Ogumike twins. I have to say it first. Nene and Chine. Nene's playing great.
Yeah.
But Chine, not so much, and she's the newest spark. My point is this. Las Vegas
is
coming.
Are they related to Nene from the NBA?
No, but I'm pronouncing her name wrong. It's like Nene or something. I butcher these names a lot. I respect their talent, but I'm horrible with their names. Anyway,
okay.
They are at home. Vegas, -1.5. I put it in early. It's already at 2.5.
It's up to 2.5, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's already switched a pit.
Don't worry. I'll get it in as 1.5.
Yeah. So, anyway, Las Vegas on the road continues their hot streak. They are going for the third win in a row. LA Sparks are on an 0-4 pace right now. I like the visiting team tonight for my best bet, the Aces over the Sparks.
I love the Aces. Gumby, what do you got for your best bet, buddy?
I'm going Detroit Tigers and the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
Turnbull's on the mound for the Tigers. Terrible record. He's 3-7, but his ERA is 3.29. Up until his last few starts, he was under 3 ERA. And Gerardo for the Rangers has been slipping as well. I like the Tigers +0.5, first five.
Tigers +0.5, first
attaboy.
Five.
Yeah. Turnbull's 0-6 in day games. The 4.44.
That's ERA. When that comes in like that. That's a, we call that the voice of God. When Todd's like, "Well, the pick is okay, but."
I'm guessing Todd's going the other way on that.
I did have that one the other way.
If you look
I had the Rangers money line. I don't know.
It could even out.
Hey, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it. Detroit is 6-24 as the home underdog.
Oh!
The Rangers are 5-0 as the road fan.
There they are.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here. I will say, though, for some reason, the sharp money is way behind what you're picking. I mean, when I picked this, I was way against the sharp
money. Gerardo's stats of late, his ERA has gone from in the twos to above four, if I'm not mistaken.
And that could be why the sharp money's there. I was missing that.
I do have a computer in front of me.
What are we doing here?
Let me take. What are you talking about?
I just want to be very
careful because we're coming off a win.
Right. It's Gumby's best bet, so that's the way
it
we're
has
going.
To go.
That's the way we're going, Gordon. If it's your best bet, let's look at Ariel Jurado. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can I pull up his splits, please?
Please
let's pull up his splits.
Split him.
He's not been great lately. So, Ariel.
I believe he's especially bad on the road.
May, his ERA was 2.63 in his four starts.
Well, we're already through June, so what do we got latest?
June. 7.3
ERA. Ooh.
Okay, downslide.
Flip and flop there.
So it looks like he was in the pen to begin the year.
Yeah, I don't think what's his innings on the year, 45 or something?
And then he's come out, they've moved him to a starter. He's got 50 innings pitched on the year.
He knows where he's. He knows what he's doing.
I respect the pick. You're feeling something. Yep. The sharps are behind you. I mean, Detroit is as bad as they come.
Oh, Detroit stinks, but Turnbull's been good to me all year. I'm not going to turn against him now.
Why would you?
I love it.
Why would you? So
stick with it, Gump.
Just know that Gump's going Tigers +0.5, first five, and then Todd's going with the Rangers for the game. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
That's could it. Work out. It's
they
not really necessarily win. Against
no,
each other.
Those are our best bets. Let's continue with baseball because I got another bet. And it's going to surprise you again, Gumpy. I'm going Rays and Twins over.
Ooh.
Double stamp.
Double stamp?
It's on my board.
No
yes.
Ray note?
No.
No Ray note?
No, I double stamped that.
Listen,
I love it.
I like this.
The Twins versus right-hand pitching. Are number one in the league.
He's a reliever starting.
He pitches one frickin' inning.
He does. He's
Stanek.
I'm tired of seeing Stanek come
as
up
an
and
opener.
You see his ERA and it's two and you're going, oh, I'll take these guys first five. He throws one goddamn inning every time.
He has not thrown more than one inning. He's the opener.
Yeah.
He's the opener for him. So let's get into that bullpen, Twinnies, because that's going to be okay. And then we got Martin Perez.
About half a run in.
Good record. What was he 7-3?
About half a run in inning, Tony.
He struggled at the
late
as well.
He struggled very much of late. His ERA in June and day games are both 6.
Slugfest.
So I am going over the 10 here in this game. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. I do too.
I agree with that. I had taken Tampa Bay first five money line.
Okay. I almost went with that one,
because I felt like Perez is going to give up a lot of runs, which just further supports your bet. So
yeah.
I'm totally okay with it.
Awesome. Love it. Any other what else we got for baseball?
I can go real quick. I sort of
you got another one?
Yeah, I do, but here's the thing. I may be in a disagreement with Toddy, and Toddy's a hot player here. So I am going
I think we're all hot right now.
Vegas came when it comes to baseball, I'm saying. I know. So I gotta watch this. So Vegas says the under over in the Dodgers Rockies is 11.5. And you know me on those big numbers, Tony. And I know they are in Colorado where the ball flies and everything. But again, Walker Buehler, a Vanderbilt graduate.
Yeah.
So he's all fired up from the national championship. He's given up three runs in his last 31 innings.
Not bad.
Okay.
That's why Todd took him.
Over under is at 11.5. Okay. Peter Lambert's on the mound. Christopher Lambert, 20 innings, 13 runs. I am saying, believe it or not, the Dodgers win this thing like 6-1. Yeah. Like 7-1. No, I know I'm getting specific
that's totally
here.
That's what I see. So
but it is. I'm going under in this one and watch Walker Buehler continue to dominate.
Yeah,
so.
I think we see 6-1, 7-2.
Nine innings, 16 Ks last time out for Buehler.
Let's go.
He's a horse.
Going under.
He's a fucking horse.
Let's do it.
All right, so I can't put that in the Cup of Coffee Day parlay because Todd's already taken the game.
Got it.
But I'll put it in our action app. It'll go against our scores, so don't you worry about that. Don't Gorms, okay?
I'm good.
Dodgers under 11.5.
I was on the Dodgers -0.5 first 5-2, but that's getting a little heavy on the Dodgers.
That's a lot of action.
Pinky toe in the water.
What other baseball we got today, boys?
I got the Phillies. Money line at home against the Mets.
Aaron Nola. Phillies?
Yep. The Philadelphia Phillies. Aaron Nola is very good at home. He's 3-1 with a 3.19 ERA in the Citizens Bank Park. And 3-0 in day games. This is a day game. Zach Wheeler is 3-4 with a 5.01 ERA on the road for the Mets. 2-4 with a 5.92 ERA during the day. The Mets are at the end of an 11-game road trip. They're tired. Ugh. They just want to go home. Lay it. The Phillies get the 4-game sweep.
I believe the Mets bullpen has also blown saves the last four games, double digits. So
that's correct.
The Mets stink.
They stink.
How long can DeGrom stay there and rot on that team?
Where do you want him?
I just think he would want to get out. I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Mets have lost four in a row. Just a little.
What's their record on the year?
Mets' record on the year is 37-44.
One through six are pretty solid.
Are we talking about the lineup?
Yeah.
Well, we got freshman phenom Pete Alonso. How do you feel about that, Clark?
I do. I mean, they got a long way to go, but 1-6, they've been pretty good since this last four-game slide.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Good talk. Any other baseball? Any other baseball company?
No, I'm out.
Todd, any other baseball?
No, I'm good. I'm
Gorms,
out.
Any other baseball?
No. Is there any soccer on the board today?
There is a Women's World Cup game. Okay. There's also other soccer company. You got some for us, buddy?
England money line over
here
Norway.
We go. Talk, here we speak go. Of fucking Homer picks.
God save the Queen.
So who do you root for in this Women's World Cup? Canada or England? Well, I know Canada's out.
Well, now that
out,
Canada's out, I'm on in the England.
Before they were out?
Canada.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're going money line England.
Because England's like your grandma.
-105.
If Canada's your mom, England's your grandma.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Makes sense. You hit it right on the.
She was our grandma too until we fucking killed her.
Yeah. Wait, Todd. I like this. If he's Canadian's mom, England's grandma, who's grandpa?
Who's grandpa? Probably the French. There's a lot of French roots there.
Some Archduke somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of French Canadians there. So, yeah, grandpa's
going to
be
French.
Who would
you say the father figure in Canada's life is?
I'm not going there.
Okay. All right, so you're going England -105 money line.
Is Rooney playing today?
Rooney, for whatever reason, when older players go to the MLS and they play in the midfield, they do not do as well as when the forwards go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Zlatan and Rooney have been unreal in MLS. You watch guys like Gerrard and Pirlo go to the MLS, and they didn't do a damn thing.
Well, just think about it physically. The midfielders are running a lot more than
Ibrahimovic has been doing pretty good, though.
Yeah.
They are running a lot more. Striker. Those are old legs. Did you say Stricker?
Striker.
I don't know really positions in soccer.
He's up top.
Okay.
He's up top. Hey, you know, get your knowledge.
I just know goal scorers.
Up top, like on my screen when I watch it? Mm-hmm. He's toward the top?
Well, it's right and left on your screen.
So you were saying watch the right fielders is what you're saying.
Huh?
If you're watching the soccer game, watch the right fielders. Those are the guys that are going to score.
Well, they switch it.
And then the left fielder, you got to watch in the second half.
Cup of coffee a day parlay. Yikes.
We're struggling. Some of us.
Jesus Christ. Look at we got CFLs back, baby?
Yeah.
CFLs back?
Alouettes on the board tonight? What do we got? Tiger Cats?
The best was when there was eight teams in the league, and two of them were named Rough Riders.
Was it Saskatchewan and Ottawa?
We got a full fucking slate today.
Ottawa Red Blacks, though.
Tonight's the Edmonton Eskimos versus the Winnipeg Blue Bombs.
Ooh, I like the Blue Bombs.
Eskies.
Oh, you like the Eskies? If I was going anywhere, I was going Blue Bombs.
I thought we weren't allowed to use Eskimo anymore. I thought it was Inuit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but...
Jeez.
It's kind of like, tell you what, you take the Washington Redskins and the Edmonton Eskimos and you fucking you put them in a cannon and you blast them to space. Racist assholes. They are. They are, yeah, Gorbs.
It's not politically correct.
It's not.
Eskimos?
No.
Yeah, you can't use that. They're Inuits.
Nor Redskins.
Well, I know that. I mean, that's horrible. We still have that, but Eskimos are
Inuits.
All right. Yeah. Hey, it's the name on their jersey, boys. I don't know what to call them. I just call them Edmonton.
Insensitive prick.
Oh, stop it.
Cup of coffee a day parlay. Going for the back-to-back. We got Rays and Twins over the 10, baby.
Should be the seal oils.
All right,
they?
Jesus Christ.
Shouldn't they be the seal oils?
What are you, a whaler?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Tony. You were saying?
Fucking, we don't need PETA coming after us, dude. First game, cup of coffee a day parlay. Rays, Twins, over 10. Second game, Pirates, Astros, over the 9.5. Third game, Dodgers, run line, minus 135. Fourth game, the Las Vegas Aces, minus 1.5.
Aces, let's go.
Fifth game, Detroit Tigers, plus a half, first five.
Here we go.
Sixth game, Philadelphia Phillies, minus 140.
Tato.
Seventh game, God Say Her Name, England, minus 108. Is that what it's called? God
Save the Queen.
Save the Queen.
God Say Her Name.
$5 to win $352.
Atta boy, I like that.
You're fucking welcome, and good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.